We got a long list. I'm not going to go through all the fulls and probables, but Chris Cooper, we've got ankle and head, did not participate. He's doubtful for the game. Chris Gronkowski, limited today, questionable for the game. All other players practice full today and are probable. Any questions?
At this point in the year, I know you said you have a long list, but the fact that in most of your key spots, you're still pretty healthy. Are you just thankful for that?
Yeah, I mean, this game's about, staying healthy, and, injuries are part of this game every week, all season, and you deal with them. We've had a next man up philosophy. We've got a lot of guys who have stepped in and done a terrific job, and, good for them. So, right now we're relatively healthy, considering we're second to the last regular season game, and that's all good. Well, he's got some migraine symptoms that we're evaluating, and, so we added head.
Do I give you migraines?
Huh? Not so far, but there's still a lot of time left.
Anything else for the coach?
Oh, don't rush it.
Coach, what has Von Miller, what has he meant to you and your team?
Well, I mean, he's been a tremendous player. He's been an impact guy. He's capable of playing every down. He doesn't have to come out on third down like many good football players do. So, and he's really worked at his game. His rookie year, a year ago, he made a big splash. And this year, I think he's continued that and gotten even better, and in particularly in the coverage aspect. He's a great pass rusher. He did that a year ago, and I think he's improved at how he plays in pass defense.
What makes him so dominant? Is it physical skills, intelligence?
Well, a lot of it. He's got a lot of God-given ability, no doubt. But with that, he has a great passion for the game, and he studies very hard. And it's a lot of hard work goes into it, aside from just all the natural ability.
Mike McCoy, he was a candidate for some head coaching jobs last year. He probably will be again this year. What growth have you seen in him from when you first started working with him 10 years ago, and how he's developed as a coach?
Well, I think, when I came here a year ago, people asked, about Mike McCoy. I probably knew him better than this building knew him, just because I had him for all those years in Carolina. But I think Mike's done an outstanding job. He did an outstanding job a year ago, he and his staff, and he's done the same thing again this year. So, you like to see people get opportunities and have those options, and I'm sure it'll be no different this year.